loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And, well, our crowd microphone is going to turn on right now. Uh-oh. Let's get things right. And it's on now. Because guess what? Adam Jaxa and I are back on, back in the broadcast booth where we can actually see the game. Yesterday we were calling the game from the open press box. And so we turned off the phantom power. We had no need for the crowd microphone. It was canned crowd sound. That's not the case right now. It's the actual sound of what's happening at Jackson Field right in front of us as the Lansing Lugnuts, clad in their black-on-black, the Batman look for a third consecutive victory over the Great Lakes Loons. And with that, Adam, I bring you in right now because the Lugnuts have won two straight one-run games in this series, looking for a third straight win over the Loons.
Well, I tell you, it's nice to see that we know the colors of the uniforms tonight. Black and white and colors all around, and looking at the diamond, it is certainly a much easier day today, the day after a recreation broadcast, but it was a cool thing that we did, and here we go. The Lugnuts have won the first two games, couple of one-run wins. They've been playing well, and a chance to, at worst, halve this series if they can win tonight.
Now, yesterday, I did misidentify the Great Lakes Loons uniforms. I was imagining in my head that the Loons were wearing their road grays. They were wearing their greens with the wings for the sleeves. Today, they're in the road grays, Lugnuts in the blacks. The Lugnuts take the field, and in just a moment, our national anthem. Then we'll go through the starting lineups. Lugnuts and Loons. For the Lugnuts, here we are. It is game number 9 in a 12-game, 13-day homestand. Down to the field we go. You those starting nines now, and let's begin with the visitors from Midland, Michigan. The High A Dodgers affiliate, the Great Lakes Loons, coming in at 65-44, 20-24 this second half. Here's the flyover first. The first flyover in Lansing Lugnuts recent memory. I asked the general manager of the Lugnuts, Zach Clark, when was the last time he could remember a flyover here? The Michigan Air National Guard with an A-10C Thunderbolt II, flown by the 107th Fighter Squadron, coming in out of Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Harrison Township. Adam, I'm glad that you reminded me as we're looking above, and there they come, right over the center field outfield loft's apartments and directly over our head.
Pretty cool. Crazy to think there's not been a flyover here in a long time, and that was really unique.
The Great Lakes Loons will lead off with second baseman Taylor Young. Batting second, the shortstop Alex Freeland. Heading third, catcher Yainer Fernandez. Batting fourth, first baseman Griffin Lockwood Powell. Nick Bettison's in left field, hitting fifth. Batting sixth, the DH, Damon Keith. Heading seventh, the third base, Kenneth Betancourt. Right fielder Chris Aline bats eighth. And batting ninth, the center fielder Jake Vogel. Who's your spotlight loon?
I'm going to go with Taylor Young right at the top. He's reached a couple of times in each of the games, had a triple and a walk last night. So the table setter tonight, got to get him out.
On the other side, the Lansing Lugnuts starting nine. Junior Perez leads off in center field. Shortstop Jacob Wilson bats second, with DH Daniel Susak hitting third. Batting fourth, the right fielder Colby Thomas. Third baseman TJ Schofield Sam bats fifth. Hang on. Play ball declared. Heading sixth in the Lansing order, the first baseman Danny Batista Jr. Batting seventh, second baseman Colby Halter. Heading eighth, catcher CJ Rodriguez. Riding off the order, batting ninth, left fielder Clark Elliott. For the righty, Jacob Waters, ready to go to work against Young, Freeland, and Fernandez. Time is 7.04 p.m. Righty to righty, the pitch to Taylor Young. And it's right in there for a called strike. We are underway. Right when we want to be. 70 degrees here in Lansing. Here's the pitch. That's down. Skipping into the catcher, Rodriguez. At first base, Danny Batista Jr. At second, Colby Halter. Shortstop, Jacob Wilson. And at third, TJ Schofield Sam. Elliott in left, Perez in center, Thomas in right. Pitch on its way. Down low. On the count now. Two balls, one strike, and Taylor Young. Righty versus righty. Waters from the first base side. Kicks, deals, fastball high. Adam, what are your keys today for Jacob Waters?
I think it's just as simple as what he's been fighting all year. It's that command. And you can't afford to not command the zone against a team that likes to take walks like the Loons.
Fly ball, left field, down the line, and foul. 3-2.
And that would be the other half of that statement, is if you get behind and you give them something to hit, they can punish it with you with 85 home runs. So really important for him to get off to throwing the strikes early in the counts tonight against these Great Lake hitters.
We've got low cumulus clouds hanging right above us, sun shining down. What a perfect day for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Wind is blowing lightly left to right across the field. Every now and then, though, you'll feel it pick up a little bit more. Pale pitch from Waters. On the outside corner, strike three called. Brandon Tipton, the home plate umpire, rings up Young. One batter, one strikeout for the West Virginia Mountaineer.
Well, how about this, Jesse? I mean, the Lugnuts have won the first two games in this series, but they are trying for the first time tonight in Game 3 to get out of the first inning unscathed. Jacob Waters, a good start at potentially doing that. Nice pitch.
Now to Alex Freeland. A ground ball bounced foul at home plate right off of Freeland. Strike one. That hurts. Down to one knee. Slowly picks himself up. The Great Lakes Loons are wearing road gray jersey shirts and the road gray pants, but Adam, do you see what I see? Two different shades of gray.
Not 50, though.
No.
Just two.
Only two. The gray doesn't match. Now, let me tell you, Adam Jax is probably the most stylish broadcaster in the Midwest League. The man cares. Waters deals. Line drive right field, down for a base hit in front of Thomas. One hop to his left, spins and plays it in. That's a one-out single for Freeland.
Brad Sonny next door might have something to say about that. I think he might take offense to that statement, but I'll take it all day.
Yesterday he was on these airwaves. He's not right now. He's got his own game to call. So one-on with one out. Freeland at first base, 26 steals and 29 attempts. You know that runners love to go against Waters. He does not run. Yainer Fernandez takes ball one, low and in. No score, top of the first. It is a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. We have an idea for what that means for what the energy is going to be here. Pickoff, though, over to first play, first base. No tag by Danny Bautista Jr.
You know what else is it is, Jesse? It's that nice, crisp fall weather.
Yes.
70 degrees. The sun is out, as you mentioned. Little breeze. It's perfect.
Mm. Here's the pitch. That's inside. Two balls and no strikes on Fernandez. Yandy yesterday reached base four times in five trips. Drew three walks, had a single. You know how many times he scored? None. Freeland runs. The pitch called the strike. Throw down to second base. The tag. Got him. Colby Halter applied the high tag on Freeland. Caught stealing for just the fourth time in 30 attempts. What a throw by C.J. Rodriguez.
Absolutely perfect throw from Rodriguez. I mean, that was an easy call for anybody in the stadium to see he was out because Rodriguez led Halter to Freeland off the bag to make sure he could make the tag.
And now here's the pitch. Down low and away, three balls, one strike on Fernandez. Let's say this too. That's a fastball. And so with Fernandez taking, that is exactly what C.J. Rodriguez wants to throw down a second on. The righty deals. A ground ball hit towards short. Wilson juggles and has no play. Moving to his left, hit him in the glove, fell to his right. And there's an error on Jacob Wilson, giving Great Lakes a two-out base runner. Rare to see. Now Griffin Lockwood Powell. First error is a professional for Jacob. Righty to righty, two outs. The pitch, strike call. Scoreless in the first inning. Waters looks to pick up his teammate and keep the Loons off the board.
The way you said Wilson just gave me castaway thoughts.
Fastball up and inside. One ball and one strike.
The ball, right? He named the ball?
The volleyball.
A little face on it.
That's a break even. Lockwood Powell stepped back and away from that fastball in. Two balls, one strike. Wasn't the neighbor on Home Improvement also called Wilson?
Yes. Half his face, three quarters of his face. Never saw it all.
A pickoff, though, over to first base. Bautista Jr. had troubles with it. Fernandez back in. That's, I think, the graphic that I want to see with Jacob.
So good.
Put a fence in front of him.
Yes.
You could even label it a defense.
Mmm. I like that a lot.
Got
That's
something
great.
Here.
That's great.
Waters throws, and the pitch is chopped towards short. Redemption for Jacob. Utter heading to Halter at second, forcing out Fernandez. That's a scoreless top half for Waters.
There's your defense for Wilson.
That's right. Let's go to the bottom half. Great Lakes blanked. Lansing coming up against the righty Peter Hubeck when we return.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Didn't score on the top half against Jacob Waters. Now to the home half. Junior Perez, Jacob Wilson, Daniel Susak forthcoming. Righty Peter Hubeck opposes them. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Adam, we didn't talk about the righty. We had a very shortened pregame show today. There was a lot going on. Let's talk about Hugh Beck right now, the third rounder 2 years ago and my fellow native Marylander.
I was about to say, he's a Baltimore, Maryland native, 21 years old, 6'3", 170-pounder, fastball, curve, change, and a slider.
Junior Perez takes a called strike from him.
And he is a top 30 prospect, according to MLB.com and Baseball America, sitting 26th in both predications.
Offers. Slider, bounced down toward third, Betancourt waits back, grabs, throws, and got him at first, the stretch by Lockwood Powell. One down. You know what you call somebody from Baltimore?
What do you call him?
Well, it's Baltimorean. You can picture the dad joke that was made because I had family in Baltimore.
It just means more in Baltimore.
He's a Baltimorean out of Gilman School. He deals to Jacob Wilson. Righty to righty, no score. A fastball for a called strike to start him. Jacob has been red hot at home plate. 8 hits in his last 11 at-bats. 0-1. Line drive right field. It falls in front of Aline. He's 9 for his last 12. Aline plays it into second. Oppo, one out, single for Wilson.
Jesse, you ever heard the term FOMO?
Yes, I have.
Fear of missing out, right? That's how I felt yesterday every time he came to the plate and we didn't get to watch, per se. We got to talk about it after we were texted on what happened, but it is so fun to watch him at the plate, and he continues the hitting parade.
Dude uses the whole field, huh? Here's Daniel Susak, who takes a called strike across the inside corner. The Loons controlled Susak yesterday. He was 0 for 4, and that stopped a 9-game hitting streak. Now the day before, he hit 2 2-run homers, and the Lugnuts won 6-5. Righty-righty, no score. One on, one out. The pitch. Susak bounces it up the middle. Second baseman Young grabs. Steps on second. Throws to first. Double play. Inning over. Let's go to the second. Scoreless from Lansing, Michigan.
Pop U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Going to the second inning from Michigan State Capitol. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Jacob Waters, the Lugnuts right-hander from Rocky Gap, Virginia, takes on Bittison, Keith, and Betancourt here on the top of the second. 5, 6, 7 batters in the Great Lakes starting order. There comes Nick Bittison. Had the day off yesterday. Played in the opener, and he was 1 for 4 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Overall hitting .233. Waters winds and throws. Fastball outside. Ball one. On the first inning against Waters, a strikeout, a single, and then a caught stealing. Fielding error by the shortstop Wilson. Cleaned up on a fielder's choice. The pitch. Yanked low and away. 2 balls and 0 strikes. And Bettison is playing in his 11th game as a member of the Great Lakes Loons. Fourth rounder of the L.A. Dodgers. Last year from Virginia Tech. The pitch, a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Wilson to his left, picks it up. Throws to first. He's out by maybe half a step. It was tight at the bag. Bettison running well. But Jacob Wilson converts the play. One up and one down. So here's Damon Keith. Initially, it was going to be Chris Newell in this spot. Righty fires to righty. Fastball rides up and in. 1-0. But then a late scratch before the game. Keith coming in. It's the designated hitter. Easy replacement. 1-0. The curveball. Strike called inside corner. That's perfect. Boy, when Waters has that curve working. Watch out. He winds and deals. Low. 2-1. No score, top of the second. Last time that Waters pitched, the weather was terrible. He kicks and offers. Just off the outside corner. 3. That was against Fort Wayne. And it was on August the 11th. It was 6 days ago. It only went 2/3 of an inning. The rain pouring down. Pitch is on its way. Fouled up and away off the right side. It's full. 3-2 on Keith. 1 out, nobody on. No score, top of the second inning. We were expecting a rain delay, and there was a rain delay, but first, Waters recorded 2 outs, allowed the run. Brock Whittlesey came in, recorded the 3rd out, top of the 5th inning. And then there was a delay that lasted nearly 90 minutes between the lug nuts and the tin caps. Waters to the plate. Outside, 4. First walk that he's given out. And Keith is on with 1 away in the second. Brings up Kenneth Betancourt. No such bad conditions today. That game after the rain delay was picked up and the Lugnuts went on to win the game 7-3. Jacob Waters, that was his first relief appearance of the year. So here we are back to the rotation, his 18th start, dealing. Outside, off the mitt of Rodriguez, all the way to the backstop. And on the wild pitch, Keith takes second. 1 to Kenneth Betancourt. 8th wild pitch of the year for Waters. Takes away that force play at second base. Betancourt, 5'8" tall. Pitch coming in. Just a little below the knees, maybe in. 2-0. Betancourt in this series, 1 hit in the opener, a 3-run double. 1 hit yesterday, a single and 5 at-bats. The 2-0, down low, and what a job there by Rodriguez. The short hop, and he caught it sliding to his left. 3-0 on Betancourt, who has only walked twice in his first 62 plate appearances with the Loons. This is game number 11 since getting called up from Rancho Cucamonga. On the 3-0, swing and a miss. That's what I was anticipating. He's up there to swing. Came up empty. Waters just walked Damon Keith on a 3-2. That rotated around for Betancourt. The pitch, that's inside, and there is 4. Back-to-back base on balls. For Waters now, 51 walks given out. He has struck at 74. That in 71 1/3 innings. And the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is going to the mound. Chris Alleen is coming up, the number 8 hitter in the order, as a cloud passes over the sun. We encourage you to check in with us. You know we love to receive your emails. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. Meanwhile, find us on social media at Adam Jaksa, ADAMJAKSA for Adam, or me at Jake Goldstrass, JGOLDSTRASS. Adam has been doing the work at Central Michigan University, getting all set to start up the football season. It's coming soon. Chippewas and Spartans from East Lansing. Is that going to kick off the season? All right. Just down the road. Spartan Stadium. And if you ask Adam, there's going to be an upset. I'm just letting you know. Betancourt at first, Keith at second, one out, no score in the second inning. A bunt laid down by Chris Aline, left of the mound. Waters over, bare hands, and eats it. The bingle for Chris Aline. Bunt single, perfectly placed, left of the hill. Aline at first, Betancourt to second, Keith to third. And Jake Vogel is going to step in. Right after the mound meeting. Aline has played well in this series. Well, Jake Vogel has hit the ball very well. Righty to righty. Waters misses low. One ball and no strikes. He falls behind. Vogel yesterday, two hits, both of them doubles. And the opener, an RBI single against Pedro Santos. Easier said than done. The 1-0 from Waters. Way outside. Stabbed by the catcher Rodriguez with the backhand. Dangerous. Vogel comes in hitting 244. 95 games played. Number 9 hitter in the order. Scoreless in the second. The pitch. Fastball called a strike in the inside corner. 2-1. Vogel out of Newport Beach, California. Hitters count on 2-1. He takes a called strike two. Came right back to the outside corner. He attended Huntington Beach High School. And if you recall, there have been a number of Lugnuts who came through Huntington Beach. Hagen Danner just made his major league debut with the Blue Jays. Jake Grote, Dom Abadesa. Vogel this month of August is hitting 386. It's a 2-2, and it's hit foul off the right side. Boy, the wind now whipping across the field left to right. And it took that ball right along with it. Vogel has hit safely in each of his last seven games, with four doubles over that span, plus a home run. Water sets. Here's the pitch. The curveball high. Three balls and two strikes. He had been saving that curveball for just the right occasion. Couldn't get on top of it. Leadoff hitting Taylor Young is waiting on deck. Young struck out to lead off the ballgame. That's Waters' only strikeout so far. Payoff pitch. High fly ball out to left field. Clark Elliott is under, trotting forward. Damon Keith to tag. The wind really pulls it in. Elliott makes the catch. Keith is going to try him, and the throw to the plate is late. Keith slides across in the sack fly by Vogel. Great Lakes leads 1-0. The wind brought that fly from medium depth left all the way into shallow left field. Credit Elliott for staying with it. And it looked where he caught it. You're thinking, Damon Keith is surely not going to challenge that arm. But he did. He tagged. He advanced. Loons lead 1-0. Betancourt stays at second. Aline stays at first. Two outs now in the second inning. So bring up Taylor Young. 2-1, two out. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. Change up. Strike one. It was a 3-2 pitch to Taylor Young. And he struck out looking. Opening up the top of the first. Round two against Waters. Pitch number two. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him.
Well, this has really been the story of this series, is Lansing wiggling out of their way of jams. They gave up one run, but if you can limit the damage, Loons were only able to convert twice last night with runners in scoring position, left 13 stranded. And this has been the recipe. Loons score first, and then the Lugnuts come back.
Do you know the high for the most runners left on base by any Lugnuts opponent this year?
I guess the Loons.
It's an 0-2 pitch from Jacob Waters. You'd be right. The curveball, high. Ball one. The Great Lakes Loons left 14 runners on the bases on July the 21st. Remember, the Lugnuts walked 12 and still beat them. Beat them 8-6. A one ball, two strike pitch on its way. Outside corner, strike three called. Taylor Young strikes out, watching for a second straight time against Waters. And Betancourt left at second, Aline left at first. Great Lakes has stranded 3rd of the first two innings, but the sack fly by Jake Vogel brings in Damon Keith, and it gives the Great Lakes Loons a 1-0 lead. They're 1.5 from Lansing, Michigan.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jake Vogel's sacrifice fly has given the Great Lakes Loons the game's first lead. 1-0 Loons, last of the second now. 4-5-6 batters in the Lansing order. Colby Thomas first. Peter Hubeck lets it fly. Bounced it in, ball one. Awkward. After he delivered it, falling off the hill from Hubeck. He's okay. One ball and no strikes. TJ Schofield Sam is on deck, and then Danny Batista Jr. Righty deals to righty. Thomas swings and foul, tips it at home. Strike one. Colby Thomas starting in right field, hitting the cleanup spot. Brandon Malone and Avery Villanueva getting the day off today. Hubeck delivers. The breaking ball fouled off under the screen. Strike two. Thomas yesterday, back-to-back doubles in each of his first two at-bats. So now for Colby. 10 doubles, 2 triples, 5 home runs with Lansing. The pitch, a breaking ball up and inside. They appeal a check swing. Nope, didn't go. Bases umpire Patterson turns it down. Two and two. Hubeck deals. Hit off the hands. Humpback line drive back up second. Taken in by second baseman Young. One down. The Lugnuts made a roster move earlier today. Right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario, who delivered back-to-back quality starts, gets promoted to Double-A Midland. He is replaced by Jason Sanchez, moving up from the Arizona Complex League. Here's the pitch. TJ Schofield Sam takes a called strike at the letters in the outside corner. Del Rosario becomes the second Lugnut starter to get moved up to Double-A Midland. 1-0 Loons, one out. Righty deals to lefty. Fastball fouled back. Strike two. The first one, Brady Basso, is going to get the ball in about half an hour for the Rockhounds against the San Antonio Missions, taking on a Padres top prospect in Adam Mazur. 0-2 pitch. Curveball bounced in. On appeal, didn't go. Ball one. TJ Schofield Sam yesterday had the biggest hit of the ball game. Bottom of the eighth. Tie game 3-3, and he cranked a pitch from Lucas Webb high off the center field wall. Lugnuts 1-4-3, RBI double. Curveball drops in for a called strike three. Down he goes. First strikeout for Hubeck. There's Danny Batista Jr. Right-hander offers to right-hander. Maybe a touch outside, aimed toward the knees on the outside corner. Eubek looks to fire a perfect frame. 1-0 Loons lead. Step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Fought off, foul into the netting. Danny is trying to get his bat going again. He was named the Midwest League Player of the Week for how well he performed at Quad Cities. Things slowed down at Cedar Rapids. Tough homestand for him. The 1-1 pitch. Drops in for a called strike two. Hook is looking good for Hubeck. Batista Jr. was just 2-for-20 against Fort Wayne. He's 2-for-7 against Great Lakes. Here's a 1-2. A fastball lifted out to right center field. Jake Vogel to his left into the alleyway. That ball's down for a base hit, splitting Vogel and Aleem kicking high off the wall. Danny's into second, puts the brakes on there. A 2-out double for Danny Batista Jr. The wind caught hold of it. It dragged it right into the gap. And he is in a scoring position with 2 outs.
Yeah, that was absolutely perfect. Almost like a slice on a golf swing. That ball running away from Jake Vogel. He had no shot, and it looked like it was hit right towards him. Nice swing from Bautista.
16th double of the year. So maybe he is getting going at him after Fort Wayne figured him out. Here's Colby Halter. First at bat, second game with Lansing. Left-handed batter. Beck steps off the rubber and looks at the runner. Consults the scouting report inside his baseball cap and toes the rubber once again. The pitcher's box. 1-0 Great Lakes, 2 outs. Here it is. Curveball bounced in, blocked well by Fernandez. Colby Halter signed for $125,000 as the 496th pick in the 2023 draft. Out of Jacksonville, Florida. What a player and contributor he was to the Florida Gators. The pitch, down and in. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Adam, he was a sensation when he first joined Florida as a freshman. 44 starts for the Gators, hit .302, OPS above 800. That's doing something in the SEC as a freshman. The pitch, fastball high. And he's ahead 3 balls and 0 strikes.
It's hard to walk into a good program like Florida and start every single day, let alone perform as well as he did.
They used him around the infield, second base, third base, as a sophomore played shortstop. This past year, the everyday third baseman. 3-0. That's in there. Called a strike across the outside corner. Oh, by the way, now, it didn't end the way that the Gators would have wanted, but national runner-up.
Pretty darn good.
3-1 pitch from Peter Hubeck. Breaking ball up and in. Halter is on with the base on balls. He walked in his first game with Lansing 2 days ago. He walks here. And the runners at first and second with 2 outs. Provokes a meeting on the mound from the sprinting pitching coach, David Anderson. Anderson is the only coach in the Midwest League that I know of who does not have his uniform number on the roster. Because as far as I know, he doesn't have a uniform.
Yeah, he's always wearing a sweatshirt.
We've talked to Brad Tunney, voice of the Loons, just how much he loves Anderson. Two pitching coaches on this Great Lakes squad. The other one, Richard De Los Santos, who he and I go way back with in the Tampa Bay Rays system. Back then, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays system. Mm. And he and I both had Southern League championship rings same year. Pitched very well for my Montgomery Biscuits. Here is C.J. Rodriguez's first at-bat in the series. Lugnuts down 1-0, 2-on-2 out in the second. Righty deals to righty. Down low, escapes Fernandez to the backstop. Batista Jr. around to third base, gives a look, hangs tight there, up to second, Halter. Wild pitch, Hubeck. 1-0 on Rodriguez. CJ was 1-for-3 against Fort Wayne. First start against Great Lakes, hitting 192 through 61 games. Here's the pitch. Maybe a little low. It was tight. 2 balls and 0 strikes. What a tough take. First base is open. Loons just scored the game's first run on the top half. Ubeck sets. Deals.
Foul back.
Over the netting. To our right, up into the sweep. Now, three boxes over, Adam. We're going to get you that souvenir one of these times. That was one that you could have caught. Heck, you could have caught all of them, but that would have been an easier one.
You know what? Either way, I'm going to be ambitious. Might not get it, but I just want a chance, that's all.
Yes. Here's the 2-1 pitch. High for ball three. First base is open. Hubeck misses again. Clark Elliott is coming up with the bases loaded. And Elliott has been one of the Lugnuts' best batters as of late. Does Hubeck give Rodriguez something hittable? Swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball. Count is full. Hubeck, the 21-year-old out of Maryland, against C.J. Rodriguez, 23, out of California. Payoff. Got him swinging. Pour the fastball right by him and ends the second inning. A double and a walk. Lugnuts left at second and third. And onward into the third inning. Hubeck is struck out two, and the Loons lead 1-0. Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hello there. To the top of the third, we roll on. Lansing trailing Great Lakes 1-0. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg, Strassler with you. The Nuts trying to win their third straight in this series, and once again, they're going to have to come from behind to do so. And we'll see if they can do it. Here's Jacob Waters' first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Alex Freeland, the switch-hitting lefty. Yanner Fernandez, Griffin Lockwood, Powell to foul. Pitch home. That's inside. Kicks up the foot of Freeland. Packed house tonight. Thirsty Thursday. It is hopping here at Jackson Field. The pitch. Hard hit. Out to right field, and it's down for a base hit. Over to his left. Thomas picks it up. A leadoff man, Alex Freeland, is aboard. It's his second hit tonight. Lansing winners last night 4-3, and Tuesday night 6-5, so they now have the edge in the all-time series against the Loons, 146-145. Jacob Waters, 46 pitches tonight, 23 for strikes to this point. Yanner Fernandez reached on an error to Jacob Wilson in his first at-bat. The pitch, a little bit inside, ball one. Wilson would love another opportunity over there. Right now, turn a double play. Lansing leads the league. 102 double plays this season. Go back to first. Nice pick by Bautista. Otherwise, there's a chance Freeland is headed to second base. It was a short hop right in front of Bautista. Turned his head and picked it up. And it turned his head out of the way because that one was coming in hot. And the good news, the sun is behind the clouds, so no glare right now. Pitch home. Up high, two balls, no strikes. To Yanner Fernandez. Ready batting just a touch over 270. Five long balls, he's knocked in 39. 5'9", 180-pound, 20-year-old from Venezuela. Pitch, that's on the inside corner, strike one. He's an international free agent signed in 2019. Red Sox pulled up high for the right-hander. He's got bright yellow batting gloves on and a yellow sleeve. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. I apologize, not just yellow, it's blue, red, and yellow to represent the Venezuelan flag. That's pretty cool on his left arm. The pitch, that comes inside, he twists out of the way. Three balls, two strikes. So him playing for the Great Lakes Loons, the flavor fits in well. He's got the red, then he adds the blue and the yellow to the sleeves. And he's got the red tape around his wrist and the yellow batting gloves. 3-2. That's inside to the Venezuelan. And another walk here from Waters, his third, and the first two are on in the third. Any chance these guys can get to represent their home or think of home when they're so far away? And Yainer Fernandez certainly displaying that with his options on batting gloves and his sleeve. Really cool to see him represent his country.
Gonna need my guy Peter Hubeck to wear a little bit more Maryland flag action.
The pitch, that's up and inside, ball one. Well, that's a bold statement to wear that because there's a lot going on.
Yes.
All I can see right now is those Maryland football helmets that are busy.
Black and yellow, red and white.
1-0 pitch. That skips away up the first baseline a little bit, and C.J. Rodriguez, no chance to try and throw over to Freeland. It's a wild pitch. Things getting away from Jacob Waters here in this third inning. Second time through the order. But again, the one thing Lansing has been able to do is strand loon runners in this series. Pitch home. That's down low. Three balls, no strikes. Starting to get loose in the Lansing pen. Pitch home. Up high and outside. Rodriguez had to jump up to his right to save that one from going to the backstop. Waters just a touch off right now as the bases are now loaded.
I would say more than a touch.
I would say you are correct.
When Jacob was at his very best, remember he had that string of outings when he was pitching into the sixth inning. He was giving the Lugnuts some length, really helping out the bullpen. And what we're seeing with him right now is you're having to get that bullpen up and ready earlier than you want because the pitch count is rising. It's similar to what we've seen with, let's say, a Jose DiCocheo or a Jake Garland. It's so many pitches utilized early. The Loons only have their one run. And yet, that pitch count is elevated.
And he'd really done well in the last couple of outings in terms of staying away from the walks. Just one walk in his last two outings, just to give you an idea, that performance against Cedar Rapids. Now, again, he only lasted an inning and two-thirds is all he went, but that was the only time this year he hasn't issued at least one walk. And then he went two-thirds of an inning, gave up a walk. But today, even through the second inning, two walks. Now he's given up two walks here in the third. So it's just been what he's fought really his entire career, trying to get that straightened out with the command, and now a big spot for Nick Bittison. Pitch on the ground over towards Wilson. Backed up, throws to second for one. The relay to first is late. They get one as the run in Freeland comes in to score. And the fielder's choice, RBI for Nick Bittison, 2-0 Loons, runners at the corners.
The silver lining for Waters is getting the grounder, right? When he's going well, he throws the bowling ball, the hitter pounds it into the ground, it hurts the batter's hands, having infielders get involved. When you're walking batters, when you're putting the ball up, down, in, and out, that's when you lose your defense.
Damon Keith out of the plate from the right side. The pitch home. It's inside and low, ball one. Lansing would certainly love another one of those bowling ball type pitches to produce a ground ball and see if they could turn two. Pitch, Breaking ball drops in on the inner half of the plate. Nice pitch. 1-1 to Keith, who walked in his first at bat. 2-0 Great Lakes. Top three. Fernandez at third. Bittison at first. Pitch home. High hopper towards Wilson. Charging underhand toss to second. Throw back to first. Scooped by Bautista, but late. Really not much of a chance there because it was hit so weakly. So again, Lansing gets one. Great Lakes gets one. It's 3-0 Loons.
Daniel Nava is going to argue here about that play at second base.
Yes, he is. He is out there talking with Chad Patterson, and there was a lot of disagreements last night. A couple of Lugnut coaches were tossed. Daniel Nava had some disagreements. He wasn't tossed, but went out there a few different times. Won't win the battle. So Bittison is out. Keith reaches. Kenneth Betancourt coming to the plate. Pitch home. Line drive out to left center field. Base hit. Over to his right, Perez sprinting to pick it up. Keith is around second, into third. Ball goes into second, and they're at the corners one pitch later. He almost would have preferred that type of hit on the ground rather than the slow hoppers that have come where Lansing hasn't been able to turn the double play. Still not out of it. The big reason Lansing has taken these first two games, they have eliminated the big half innings from Great Lakes. Trying to do that here with Chris Aulin coming to the plate. Pitch, low and inside, ball one. Easy steal of second for Kenneth Betancourt.
Foot on the accelerator right now for the Loons.
Well, they have been frustrated in this series. And they did all that winning in the first half, and even so a .500 club here in the second half, and they've dropped two to the Lugnuts, who have struggled this year. 1-0 pitch. High hopper over towards first. Foul.
It's been so interesting to me, though, in watching this Loon squad. I think, Adam, that we're seeing why the Loons have had such struggles to try to score. This is feeling like early season Lansing offense to me. Scrapping, manufacturing their rally rather than bashing it out.
Yes, indeed. They have been finding ways to score at ease. 1-1 pitch. That's down low. 2-1. Second and third, two outs, 3-0, Great Lakes leading top three. Three runs on four hits, no errors. Lansing, no runs, couple of hits. And the error from Wilson in that first inning didn't come back to hurt the Nuts. Lansing in those black tops tonight, white pants, black hats with the Luggy logo in silver in front. The Great Lakes Loons in the all grays. But a couple different shades of gray, as Jesse pointed out earlier. It all works the same. Close enough. 2-1 pitch. That's outside. 3-1.
There's a police car that has the lights flashing, parked up the right side just beyond the right field foul pole. And I asked GM Zach Clark and assistant GM Greg Kiger, what's that about? And they said, oh, he's just watching the game.
3-1. That's down low. And that is ball four. Another walk for Jacob Waters, his third, and the bases are once again loaded. Well, good to know that there's no trouble over there, because, yeah, it's been sitting there for a little bit. I thought I saw him walking around in the park, which is kind of cool.
That's going to do it.
Craig Conklin coming out there, and yes, indeed, John Beller will come get the baseball from Jacob Waters. Frustrating night for him. Did get a couple of strikeouts and had limited the damage through two innings, but just couldn't find the zone here in this third inning. Three walks, gives up a couple base hits, and now he hopes that his teammate can get that final out with the bases loaded in this third inning.
For me, Jacob was at his best this year in late May, June, July. Now that we've hit August, I wonder what his energy level is. And you want each of these players, for each of these teams, this is where when you want to be finishing strong. But this was a tough outing for him. Began fairly well in the top of the first inning, and then we saw the command start to disappear. And now John Beller trying to strand those runners. John Beller, Adam, is making his 33rd appearance of the year. in 39 1/3 innings. How about 49 strikeouts? Beller, though, has struggled with his command somewhat. He has walked 24. He has hit 6 at 4 wild pitches. The league is batting .260 against him. He has inherited 24 runners this year, and of those, he stranded 15. Last time that we saw him pitch in a game, we've got to go back 4 days ago. Pitched on Sunday against Fort Wayne, went 1 2/3 innings, and struck out 3 of those 5 outs.
Well, Lansing would love a strikeout right now. Bases loaded. Keith at third, Betancourt second, Aileen at first. And really, it feels like, Jesse, this is the cusp of that breakout half inning that has been the difference in Lansing staying in these games, having a chance to come back and win the first two, and doing so, and letting the Loons break through with that big moment.
I'm telling you, a player who typifies that play your best as the season goes on is Jake Vogel. He had .228 in April. He had .194 in May. In June, he hit .254. He has been clobbering it in August, up near .400 this month.
All right, let's see what he's got. Lefty on righty. Beller set from the stretch, throws. Breaking ball inside corner, strike one. And a good start for Beller, at least to get ahead when you have no room for error with the sacks packed. Black socks pulled up for Beller. White pants tucked just below the knees. Black top, black cap, and that great mustache. The pitch home. Fastball a little wide. 1-1.
I appreciate the different look. You go from Jacob Waters, hard-throwing 6-4 right-hander, power curve, power sinker, to John Beller, who's going to throw in the 80s, and everything's going to move from the left side.
1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball, and a great stop. Rodriguez had to slide to his left, keep that thing in front, and it looked like it bounced in front of home plate, so maybe a more favorable bounce up on that three-quarter hop distance.
He's a very good defensive catcher.
Yes, he is. Lugnuts happy to have him behind the plate tonight with how many potential wild pitches he's had to deal with. 2-1. Breaking ball, chop foul, third base side. Jesse, is it just me, or does John Beller look like he totally could pull off the pirate look? I mean, he's got the pants pulled up at the knees. They're a little bit baggier. He's got the mustache. Give him a hook in one of his hands.
Put a parrot on his shoulder?
Yeah. I think he's got the look. Maybe get him an eye patch? Aye, aye, Beller. Here's a 2-2. And he misses up high with the breaking ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
I could see it.
He's got the perfect look for it tonight. And maybe it's the black uniforms, too, that are giving the pirate vibes. Three-two pitch. That's up high, ball 4. He tried back-to-back breaking balls. He missed with the first and then missed worse with the second. And it is 4-0 Great Lakes, a 3-spot in the third.
I mentioned that's the question mark with John. He strikes guys out. He walks them, too. He has not been consistent with his best pitches. Didn't get on top of that breaking ball.
And now Taylor Young will come up, the 9th batter to the plate in this lengthy third. 4-0 Loons. Lefty on righty, Beller's pitch. And the fastball's just missing right now.
Did you see Damon Keith try to score on that walk?
I did not.
So he got to home plate, and he couldn't go any further because there was Jake Vogel taking off all of his stuff. He had to wait for Vogel to hand everything to the bat boy and then leave, and then he could score.
The 1-0. Cute foul, first base side. 1-1.
It was like a waiting line at home plate.
Patience, you know?
Yes, it's a virtue.
It is.
It's also an umpire.
He was here last week. We patiently await his next visit. The 1-1. Breaking ball in there, letter high, inside corner, strike 2. A great crowd tonight. Buzzing out there in the lower bowl and around the concourse that wraps 360 degrees just in front of the outfield lofts. A beautiful fall evening and getting it just a touch early here in mid-August as we creep towards September and the leaves changing, and really we'll start to get that crisp air before winter comes. 1-2 pitch. Down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Feels like we're watching Game of Thrones. You're telling me that winter is coming.
Well, I said it quietly, so hopefully people, you know, will just brush it off. But yes, I get that vibe.
I think last year, Kumar and Ambiar told me that the Lugnuts bullpen watched the entirety of Game of Thrones during the year.
That is correct, and you and I have not seen it. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. Aye, aye, Captain. And he's through the third inning here with his first strikeout. But the Loons do get three runs, thanks to a few walks, four of them in total, and two base hits. Bottom three coming up next, 4-0, Great Lakes.
Most of us like to put in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Off we go to the bottom of the third inning here as the sun is setting at Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. 8 o'clock right on the nose in the Eastern Time Zone, August 17, 2023. So far, all Loons up 4-0. Here comes Clark Elliott, the first pitch. That's up high inside. By the way, Jesse, I do want to get this out there. We were rushed for time because we started a minute earlier. Clark Elliott was going to be my spotlight hitter pick tonight. The pitch is on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And this is fair, right? Because he hasn't come to the plate yet.
That's right. Perfectly fair.
No, snuck it in there. Hitter Hubeck's throw home. That's a little bit wide. 2-1.
Check out the golden armor on the right elbow.
Yeah, that's nice. A pure gold color there for Clark Elliott. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes as he chased it a little bit outside there. Elliott's got that classic look with the black Adidas sneaks on tonight. Black socks pulled up, white pants, black jersey, black helmet, and white batting gloves. He's going black and white all over. The pitch popped up, shallow left field, into the outfield. Freeland, the shortstop, coming over and reaches above his head for the first out. 4-0 Loons leading bottom three. Jesse, we have a task here in this third inning that you and I were gifted some chocolate chip cookies from the sweet staff up here on Sweet Level.
Glory be sweet treats. Glory be being B-E-E.
Shout out to one of our favorites, Nicole, that brought those by. The pitch. That's outside, ball one to Junior Perez. We told her we would taste test and let her know, so we thought, let's do it on the air.
All right, grab your cookie.
And there's two. How about that? Thank you. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. Do we cheers before we
eat?
Yes. Cookie cheers?
Cookie cheers.
Okay, ping. That
it makes a chip sound.
The pitch home. It's on the ground foul, and it is 1-2. All right, here we go. I dropped some. Wow.
Lot made it into your mouth, though.
This is good. This is really good. I wish I could share with all of you at home. Jesse? Do I do play-by-play of him eating while I'm chewing with my mouth full?
You totally should. I can take over. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball up and in.
2-2. See, that's a collab effort.
Terry's got chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, cheers through the window. His is much bigger than ours.
Thumbs up from me. Outstanding.
2-2 pitch. That's up over the top of Junior Perez's head. 3-2. I am, to be honest, chocolate chip not my number one choice of cookie, but you always will still eat it. This is outstanding. 3-2 pitch. Popped up. First base side, foul territory. Griffin Lockwood Powell coming down and just in front of the Lugnut dugout, reaches on the railing and makes the catch. Two away.
Now, the qualities of a chocolate chip cookie that I appreciate, it's got to be chewy. I'm not a big crunchy guy.
What I appreciate most about this is the Loons voice, Brad Tunney, is disappointedly looking at us like, where's my cookie? Very upset, a booth to our right.
That is not what that expression means.
The pitch. That's inside. Ball one.
You are being judged right now. He is a working professional. He does not eat chocolate chip cookies on the air.
The pitch home. Swing and a foul tip. One ball, one strike.
But we could see if we can find him a cookie.
We sure could.
Big thanks to Nicole.
Pitch home. Down low, two balls and a strike. Yeah, again, real big thanks to Nicole. We've got candy in here sometimes, donuts, cookies, fattening us up. 2-1 pitch. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. 4-0, Loons leading here in this third inning.
There were some years back that the Lugnuts had a player named Nick Balagod, who came from the home of Jelly Belly, and we ate Jelly Bellies on air in his honor.
3-1 pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Wilson was taking a step or two towards first base. Are you a jelly donut guy? You aren't, are you?
No, not jelly donut.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean when I say Jelly Belly? Like the jelly beans?
Oh, the jelly, yes.
Yes. So his parents gave me and my broadcast partner this gigantic bag of Jelly Bellies, and we had to eat them on the air while he batted.
Jelly Belly fun. 3-2. That's in there. Called strike three. Wilson thought again that he had potentially taken ball four, but not to be.
That's the way the half inning crumbles.
You stole my line, but well played. Yes, indeed. All right, we're off to the fourth inning. Thank you, Nicole. You are the best. Chocolate chip cookies in hand. Lugnuts looking for a comeback down by four.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
To the fourth inning we move, Lansing trailing 4-0, and it's John Beller that's coming back out here for this fourth inning. All nine batters came to the plate in that third, where the Loons scored three on two hits and four walks. Alex Freeland leads off this fourth inning, and the pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Bustling crowd tonight, but they really haven't had much to cheer about. The Loons have taken the crowd out of the game to this point. Pitch home. That's down low. Been a busy night for CJ Rodriguez back there. He's had a lot to deal with, and he's kept a lot in front of him. Shift is on for Freeland to pull towards the left side of the diamond. Pitch home. Breaking ball stays up high, 2-1. Halter is shaded up towards second base, so the right side of the infield is open with Bautista closer over towards first base if Freeland tried to go the opposite way. 2-1. Hard hit over to the third base side. Foul. It's two balls, two strikes. Game number 110 tonight, which means after tonight, we will have just 21 games left to go. Seems about the same amount of points the Chippewas have put up in the first quarter in East Lansing September 1.
Blackjack.
2-2 pitch. That's inside. Three balls, two strikes. That was me responding to your comments from like three half innings ago.
Very good. Fire up.
I'm just kidding. I think that's going to be a great game, though. Can't wait for it.
Do you know who was asking me about CMU earlier today? It was a member of the Loon staff.
3-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up left side of the diamond. Foul territory over towards third base. And it goes beyond into the crowd there. Schofield Sam runs out of room.
Okoye Dixon, who was a Loon slugger in 2012. He's currently their hitting coach. Looked at me earlier today. He said, I didn't know you were connected with Central Michigan. And I'm going, what do you know about CMU?
You go, I didn't know you were connected with Central Michigan.
We're talking Chippewas down below.
3-2. That's fouled back. Just got a piece. Well, I'm curious, what's his connection? Did he tell you?
We didn't really talk it through. He's out of San Francisco.
Interesting. Chippewa fans all over the place. And they will be in full force September 1 down here at Spartan Stadium. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball foul, third base side. I think that game to me is going to be so fun because both Michigan State and Central Michigan are, I think, wrongly picked to have bad seasons. I think both teams did a good job of improving their squads in the offseason. Ready to surprise some folks. 3-2. Line drive right back up the middle to the left of Jacob Wilson at short. Into center field it goes. Perez whips it back in, but a three-hit night for Alex Freeland.
That's a strong at-bat, too. Fouling off pitch after pitch before finishing it well, going right back up through the middle. It's funny, because if you're right and CMU beats Michigan State, Michigan State will be off to a bad start.
They will. Yenner Fernandez steps in the pitch. That's foul, first base side, strike one.
Okay, I want to get into this because you and I know sports. We've been around sports for a while. And how you start the season is not how you're going to finish. And if the coach is doing their job and the players are doing their job, you're going to get better and better the more reps you get.
That pitch in there, strike two, good breaking ball.
And yet, in football, start off the year with an L, maybe a couple of L's. That's it, right? Your season is torpedoed.
Depends which team you're talking here.
True.
0-2 pitch. That's down low. Great block by Rodriguez. Keeps it in front. 1-2. The three times that CMU has beaten Michigan State in the past, Michigan State's finished with a below 500 record. Or the other case, I mean, if you're a mid-major team and you lose in a non-conference game on the road where you're going to get the paycheck, you still have your whole season in front of you. You weren't expected to win that game. Conference is still there to be had. 1-2. That's popped up shallow right center field, and it dunks down for a base hit. Perez overruns it, but Thomas is right behind him. Just a wobbler out there that popped down, and it is a base hit for Fernandez on weak contact, and the first two have reached here in the fourth. Loon's already in front, 4-0.
I think the other thing about football, and maybe other sports are a little bit like this, but especially football, you just want to get to the end of the season as healthy as possible.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. A lot of contact, a lot of injuries, unfortunately. And then you go through the cold weather also through November, and even sometimes into mid to late October, it can get pretty chilly too. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell. Pitch home. Breaking ball up high. One ball, no strikes. I would hope the alum will be cheering for the Chippewas in a couple of weeks. That would be Mr. Lockwood Powell.
I wonder whether he grew up rooting for Michigan or Michigan State.
Pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. That's a good question.
Because you grew up a Michigan Wolverines guy.
I did. He's from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, so I would imagine he probably doesn't have a dog in the Michigan-Michigan State fight.
True.
Maybe, though. 1-1. That's outside. Two balls and a strike.
That's a different rivalry. Talking South Dakota, South Dakota State, just like North Dakota, North Dakota State. Mm-hmm. It gets really fun.
So many great rivalries across sports, across the country, across the pond, all over. 2-1 pitch. Up high, outside, three balls and a strike.
Brought him to Mount Pleasant, got to teach him all about the fun of the Central Western rivalry.
That's right. Some good ones here in the state of Michigan. Three-one pitch. Breaking ball drops in. Three balls, two strikes.
I want to stick on this whole idea of contrasting baseball and football. As you say, football, you start off with the warmer weather and you finish and it gets colder and colder and colder. Baseball, as we've seen, you go from coldest to hot to really lovely.
3-2. Swing and it's punch foul, third base side. Now baseball, the temperature just gets better and better. Football, you get so excited, it's almost like things are ready to pop right at the beginning of the year because the tension builds, the excitement builds, and then you get going, and there's something fun, too, the weather getting colder, and your team is playing so well in the month of November. 3-2, lifted out to shallow right, back going Bautista, another one. No, he dives and makes the catch. Loses his cap. What a grab by Bautista to take away the same type of swing Fernandez just had and get the first out.
That's terrific. That's a flare that we have seen him hit so often this year over the first baseman. Over the shoulder, tumbling grab. That's a highlight reel play.
He says, you're not using my own move against me here. Great grab and a big smile on Danny's face after he makes that catch. Well worn after that excellent play. Don Chilsey with a quick visit out there on the hill.
That's one where if the Loons runners aren't careful, they're going to get doubled off.
That's a big out, too, because if that drops in, I mean, you're already feeling some tension with the first two reaching, but another one drops with low contact, and they're at every base. Bautista, just an incredible grab over his head, diving, laying out, sprawled towards right field, away from home plate to make that catch.
Something I appreciate is your body is hitting the ground, and so you've got to be careful that that ball doesn't pop out.
One, you got to track down where the baseball is, but then you got to close the mitt, you got to hold on to it. And that's right. Gravity sometimes gets in the way. Here's Nick Bittison, first and second, one away. First pitch, a little bit below the knees, ball one. Loons four, Lugs none. We're in the top of the fourth. Some long games with these Great Lakes Loons. They are having some long half innings, but paying it off tonight. The pitch home. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes.
Well, the Loons are taking, right? The Loons are being discerning and highly patient. And first Waters and now Bell are working around the zone.
And that's what they do. Six walks tonight. Over 500 on the year. The pitch. Line drive out to left center field. Down base hit. Around third, here comes Freeland in to score. Clark Elliott's throw goes to second as Fernandez gets to third. RBI single, Nick Bittison, his second RBI tonight. 5-0 Great Lakes.
As you say, it is worth looking back on that Danny Bautista Jr. catch because things could really be spiraling right now.
This is compounding. As it is, even with that out, Loons have now scored in three straight half innings. Lansing cannot get them out. Here's Damon Keith from the right side. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Keith has reached twice tonight, base on balls in the second. And he reached on a fielder's choice in the third. He scored both times. Open stance from the right side with runners at the corners. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. John Beller stares in here, works from the first base out of the slab, out of the stretch. Belt high hold, look at first. And the 0-2. Dropped in there, breaking ball outside corner, called strike three. Big pitch, and his second strikeout, the second out in the fourth.
That is three well-executed pitches to Damon Keith. You knew he was thinking about putting a big swing on it. Called the string on him. And then set things up for that Snapdragon. That's pretty.
It was. And now he's one away here against Kenneth Betancourt. Still at first and third. The pitch home to the righty. Breaking ball just fouled off. Strike one. Betancourt and the bottom of this order tonight have been excellent. Together they've drawn four walks, six through nine hitters. And had two base hits. Betancourt had one of each base hit and a walk, and also stole second base in his last at bat. The pitch, kicked back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. Bittison had taken off. He'll turn around and head back. Loons with five runs on seven hits, where Lansing has two hits, but that's it.
105 pitches for Lansing pitchers. 47 for Hubeck for the Loons.
That's a massive difference. And it's been felt. 0-2. Chopping ball at the plate stays foul. And the Loons, here in this fourth inning, making their way through the order for a third time. Well, Lansing will come up in the bottom of the fourth trying to get through their order for a second time. So, tells you they've batted around, specifically in that third inning where all nine came to the plate. Good news, though, Beller has started to lock in, and he has thrown seven straight strikes. Trying to get the final out in this fourth inning. 5-0 Loons. Quick throw back to first. Batista puts the tag on late to Bittison, just keeping a close eye. O-2 pitch. That's fouled back. Love the murmur of the crowd, Jesse, because at any moment, a crowd that doesn't seem like they're paying attention, they're kind of just doing their own thing. Any moment, any big play, that murmur can turn into a roar, and that's what makes that crowd sound so fascinating. 0-2 pitch. This is shot foul. That one heading first base side, off the roof, coming back down, and down to the lower bowl, and it's caught. In the last row, that hopped off the railing, the ledge, then off the top of a seat back and into a waiting fan's hand. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit up in the air, center field. Not deep. Perez coming in. Back goes the shortstop. Wilson out there to his left, and he makes the catch. And there is the crowd to let you know the half inning is done, but the Loons do get another run. They're up 5-0 as we head to the last of the fourth trivia time when we return to Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
To the bottom of the fourth, we move. Lansing trailing 5-0 as they look to make a comeback here after taking the first two games of this series. I'll try and get something going here in the bottom of the fourth with Daniel Susak, Colby Thomas, and TJ Schofield Sam to the plate. Ready on ready, Peter Hubeck against Daniel Susak. And the first pitch. Check swing comes around, strike one. Daniel grounded into a double play at second base in his first at-bat. They play him to pull left side. The pitch. Swing at a foul tip. No balls, two strikes. Just two hits tonight for Lansing. A single from Wilson, a double from Bautista. That's been it. Pitch home. In on the hands. Slowly roll towards short. Freeland to his left. Sets. Throws to first in time. And Susak is retired.
Adam, it had been a rough start for Hubeck as a Great Lakes Loon in limited action. This has been totally different. He is looking outstanding.
Yeah, he really is. Getting weak contact, three strikeouts, just those two hits as mentioned. And, oh yeah, his team's gotten him a 5-run lead. Here's Colby Thomas coming to the plate. Righty on righty with the bases clear. The pitch home. That's down low. Ball one. All right, trivia time in this fourth inning. Ask you a question and look for an answer. Coming for you in the seventh, and this relatable to the Daniel Susak game earlier this week. 1-0 is foul, first base side. The question is, how many Lansing Lugnuts have had multi-home run games here in 2023? How many Lansing Lugnuts this year have had multi-home run games? Susak had one earlier this week. 1-1 pitch, that's down low. Two balls and a strike. You can email us at jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Send us responses on Twitter at Adam Jaxa, at jgoldstress. Get to those in the seventh. 2-1. Check swing. Two balls, two strikes. By the way, that email, I think it'd be a good time to check in because it sounds like we've had some people that have wanted to visit with you tonight, Jesse.
Oh, it's been great.
First, we'll get this 2-2 pitch. Hammered out to left field. Forget about it. That is launched just to the right of the video board here at Jackson Field. Colby Thomas with his sixth, and he will not forget that one. A Colby Jack indeed with some extra cheese. Lansing on the board, trailing 5-1.
He has some kind of power. Just exploded on it, 440 feet out to left.
That was launched. First pitch, down low outside to TJ Schofield Sam. And the Lugnuts comeback has begun. Righty on lefty, the 1-0 pitch. Swatted up and out of play, one ball, one strike. A beautiful sunset behind that baseball, soaring beyond the wall as well here at Jackson Field.
This is what this offense is capable of, and we have seen it.
Just don't feel like they're ever out of a game. 1-1. Lifted out to shallow left field. Bittison coming down towards the line on a sprint, and he can't get there as it bounces beyond him. Around first, Schofield Sam heads to second. Bittison gets up, throws it in. But it's back-to-back extra base hits for the Nuts here in the fourth. Here comes Lansing. That one not hit quite as far or as hard, but hit up in the air and enough trouble that Bittichin couldn't get there towards the line. And now Danny Bautista getting set to come up. First, we'll get a visit to the mound.
Do you still want to check in on those messages?
I sure do. Just, you know, out of nowhere, offense happens with these guys.
Hello to Tommy Hart checking in via Twitter, who wanted one of the chocolate chip cookies. I don't blame you. They were great. Hello to Marsha Bullard. Yesterday at the ballpark, today listening in from home, missing the flyover, unfortunately, you can check out the video. Lugnuts have posted it. If you're watching on Bally Live or MLB TV, there's another look. 441 feet bouncing over the bounce house out beyond Big Lux Playground in left field from Colby Thomas.
Amazing.
Hello to David Lockman checking in, saying, Adam and I are celebrating the fall weather. He's still ready for it to be summer. Good luck to his heirloom tomatoes. And hello to Paul Hammerly. He was looking for a spark. He's received it.
Yes, indeed. And maybe still to be had here with only one out in this fourth inning. Comes the pitch home. That skips away from Fernandez up the first base side, and quickly Schofield Sam is to third. Wild pitch.
I think about what you said, Adam, heading into play today. The Great Lakes Loons opened up this series, 3 runs in the top of the first inning. They lost the game 6-5. Yesterday, a run in the first, a run in the second, they were up 2-0. Then they were up 3-2. They lost 4-3. They're leading right now.
Yes, they are, and the Lugnuts have a chance to cut it to 3. Righty on righty here, the pitch home. Checked it. Did he offer? Yes, he did, as they check over with Chad Patterson, and he says Bautista went around on the ball low, 1-1. All it takes now is a shot out to the outfield. You've got TJ Schofield Sam with good speed to try and come home and tag with one out in this fifth inning. Pitch home. Checked it. Did he go around this time? No, he did not. I should correct that, getting ahead of myself. The fourth inning here. Anyway, thanks so much to all the listeners checking in. We really do appreciate you guys letting us know that you join us tonight. It makes our job a lot more fun to bring you in. And sorry we couldn't share any of the cookies with you. But we all can enjoy some Lansing Lugnuts baseball. 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to left center field, hit pretty well. Coming over is Bittichin, and now in comes Vogel, and the throw home is two hops behind Schofield Sam, and he slides in safe in front of the tag from Fernandez. Sack fly Bautista. Lugnuts have their second run and now trail by 3.
We saw a great throw from Jake Vogel earlier in the series that he put right on home plate. This one just a little bit to the left of the home plate circle, allowing the sack fly.
That was very similar to the Clark Elliott play earlier in this game where the wind knocked it down and kept bringing it in. Vogel, that turned into a shallow center fly ball, but because it's a long chase, you really can't get the momentum you want behind it to stand and line it up because you have to continue chasing the ball. Helps out the Lugnuts this time. Here's Colby Halter. The first pitch to the lefty. Squares to bunt, pushes it foul, third base side. He knew what he wanted there with Betancourt playing way back at third base, strike 1.
Think about, too, how important that wild pitch was, putting a sacrifice fly into play.
No question about it. Five, two Loons, bottom 4. 2 outs, base is clear. Hubeck comes home. Down low. 1-1. Dark purple, bluish clouds straight ahead. And then to the left, you've got the pink and bluish twinge, along with the light blue sky. Pitch. Bouncing ball, foul, first base side. 1-2. There's a ton of blue over to the right, and then a little pocket of cotton candy pink dispersed out there. Beautiful sunset tonight in the 517. Five, two Loons here in the bottom of the 4th. Lugnuts now with 4 hits after the home run and the double. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball, and Halter unable to catch up to it. So that will do it Kubek able to get his fourth strikeout, but Lansing gets two runs first, and we're off to the fifth inning, where it's the Loons 5, the Lugs 2 from Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the play-by-play following this break.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts are on the board as we hit the fifth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Adam Jaxa sitting to my left. Welcome back to Lansing. Left-hander James Gonzalez, and I did check in earlier today just to make sure. Yes, he wants his first name pronounced James. The lefty from Panama now in. 5-2 Loons lead. His first pitch hit on the air, slicing off the right side and foul off toward the seats. And strike one for Bubba Aline. Aline, Vogel, and then Young. 8-9-1 batters in the Great Lakes order. One in the second, three in the third, one in the fourth for the Great Lakes Loons against Jacob Waters and reliever John Beller. Gonzalez just added to the Lugnuts once again from Stockton. He replaces the promoted Brady Basso. Let's it fly. Strike called across the outside corner. Now, how is James Gonzalez in Stockton? I'm so glad that you asked. Gonzalez, when he was promoted, ranked second in the California League in strikeouts. 108 in 87 in the third innings. And he ranked 7th in the Cali in innings pitched, 87 in the third as mentioned. 20 appearances, 16 starts. He is 22 years of age, 6'2", 255 pounds. Deals the 0-2. Down low, buried to CJ Rodriguez and taken for ball one. Alina's a switch hitter, so turning around, batting from the right side. After a bunt single and a walk against the right-handed starter, Jacob Waters. Gonzalez throws. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him. That is Gonzalez's best pitch. He taught the grip to Stevie Emanuels. That was last year when Emanuels was alongside Gonzalez with the Stockton Ports. And Gonzalez taught him that grip. Emanuels has brought it with him this year. We've seen it work for him. But nobody has mastered it like the 22-year-old. One out, nobody on, 5-2 Loons. He deals to Jake Vogel. The curveball for a called strike. Look, Adam, we saw James last year. He joined the Lugnuts from extended spring training for 5 appearances, one of them a start. We did not see the best from him. He worked 8 in the third innings, and he allowed 13 hits and 11 runs. He went to Stockton. He got better. This year, he got really better. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change up. Strike 2. And I think he's still off a lot of folks' radar when it comes to Oakland Athletics pitching prospects. This is a big stop for him. How is he in high A to end up this year? The lefty's 0-2. Buried it. Ball 1. His fastball is in the low toward mid-90s. Generally about 92, 93, 94 miles an hour from what I've heard. we get to see for ourselves. The fastball has carry. It works up in the zone with it, and then the changeup drops. He's a very likable guy. Pitched on Team Panama, World Baseball Classic before the start of the year, teammates with Josh Wainwright. Righty's the 1-2. Vogel swings and misses, struck him out. Oh, how about the back-to-back strikeouts off the back-to-back off speed? Two up and two gone, top of the fifth inning. Now Gonzalez against Taylor Young, who is having a tough night at home plate. Three at-bats, three strikeouts looking. Lefty to righty. The curve, high, ball one. In the first, in the second, in the third, struck out looking at a called strike three each time. I've never seen that at him before. Three strikeouts looking, first three innings. 1-0, down and away. Two balls and no strikes.
Give him credit. He's still not coming up swing happy here, and he's laid off pitches out of the zone, sticking to his plan.
Yes. Well, you and I, we've seen the best of Taylor Young and all the ways that he helps out Great Lakes. Here's the pitch to him. Shot towards short. One hot hop for Wilson. Fires to first. Side retired. He doesn't strike out here, but James Gonzalez works a perfect frame. Halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lansing is down to Great Lakes, 5-2.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033. Or visit alanon.org/hope.
You get the feeling that the Lugnuts are getting right back into this game. It's a Coors Light Thursday, so the crowd has been with them the whole way. They were down 5-0. It's 5-2 opening up the bottom of the fifth inning. C.J. Rodriguez against the new Loons pitcher. Christian Suarez starts him off with a called strike in the outside corner. So Peter Hubeck is done. Fired three scoreless, then allowed two runs in the fourth, a home run by Colby Thomas, a double by T.J. Schofield-Sam, brought in on a sac fly. 0-1. Bounced in. No decision today for Hubeck, but he struck out four. He walked one, and he gave up four base hits. And now, it's time for the Loons' pen. Christian Suarez with a 1-1. Lefty dealing to right-handed batter. Just below the knees. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser with Adam Jackson. Adam, do you recall any bumps in the road for Christian Suarez against the Lugnuts offense?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Fouled off at home plate. Suarez has had some tough times. Overall for the year, a 5.05 ERA. 36 appearances, 35 and two-thirds innings. 45 strikeouts, 19 walks. He's allowed four home runs. And he brings the 2-2. Went around too far, struck him out on the pitch that was buried down and in. C.J. Rodriguez is at number one. Adam, I remember you being on the call when Christian Suarez ran into trouble against the Lugnuts. It was June the 30th. Dow Diamond. The Lugnuts were playing a doubleheader against these Loons. They were down 4-0 going to the top of the fifth inning. Do you remember what happened next? I've got the scorecard in front of me. Lefty to lefty. Fouled off at home plate by Clark Elliott. Strike one.
They get six in that inning?
Seven. Mm. Christian Suarez came on, replacing Orlando Ortiz. Ortiz fell apart, issued a couple of walks in a row, including a bases-loaded walk, so Suarez came in. Caden Trinkle, two-run single. Daniel Susak, two-run single. Junior Perez, single. It all snowballed on the Loons. Strike one toss from Suarez to Elliott. Swing and a miss. How about that pitch? Down and away from it, and hard. Nothing and two.
Well, that makes sense because Lansing, as we know, the magic number has always been seven, but Lansing's extra magic number is 7-4 this year, including their win on 7-4, 7-4, and their win last week against Fort Wayne was also 7-4. Scored seven a couple times, seven in one half inning last week.
This means nothing. 0-2 is down and away, taken for ball one. The Loons are out hitting the Lugnuts 7-4.
Incredible. It's everywhere.
Christian Suarez's number is 34. 3 + 4 = 7.
Unreal.
I don't know what to do with any of this. Here's the pitch to Elliott. Check swing. It was down and away. On appeal, he went. Strike three. Says the bases umpire Patterson. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Christian Suarez. Next strikeout for a Loons pitcher. They'll have seven in this game.
And he got Elliott there on four pitches.
You know, if he strikes out Junior Perez, that would be the seventh strikeout and a fourth straight strikeout.
Against number four.
Yeah. See what we're doing here. Anyway, two outs, nobody on. Lefty deals to righty, 5-2 Loons. Low, ball one. Adam and I just get into these ruts where you go, did we take an on-ramp into the Twilight Zone at some point?
I wouldn't call it a rut. I'd just call it down a rabbit hole, maybe. But you might find a rut.
Ballwood offering. Low. Two balls, no strikes. Now Jacob Wilson is waiting on deck. Top of the Lansing order. Perez is 0-2. Grounded to third, fouled out to first base against Hubeck, who pitched him well. Suarez delivers. Check swing. Strike called outside corner. You know, I've been keeping track of Junior Perez's turnaround this year. He's been marvelous since a tough start. Hitter's pitch 2-1. Strike two called, outer edge, right back to it. Perez has reached base 36 times in his last 18 games.
I remember him having a big swing on 7-4.
An inside the park home run on his birthday. I do think, and I liked having this conversation with you earlier on this homestand, when we were looking at the biggest swings of the year, that is going to be right there at the very tops of the list. From 2-0 to 2-2, two outs, nobody on, the break even. A ground ball foul up the left side, here to the Loons dugout.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll have a louder swing in terms of the meaning of it and inside the park home run, but also how loud the crowd was, up over 11,000, jammed in on that July 4th. Great moment.
Suarez comes set high, kicks, brings in. Fastball foul tipped, and Fernandez could not hang on. When I was young, I read one of Joe Garagiola's books, a former catcher writing about catching, and he said, broadcasters are constantly talking about catchers not being able to hang on to foul tips as if it's a failing. He said, it's pure luck. We try our best. Whether we hang on or not, it's only luck. 2-2. Just off the inside corner. It looked like the catcher Fernandez wanted that fastball up, and Suarez nearly put it in the zone.
Hold on. I'd like to go back to you said when you were young, and I was hoping you'd start the story 4 score and 7 years ago.
Forever Young. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball in. 7 strikeouts of Lugnuts, 4 in a row. Junior Perez, number 4, is the 4th. And Christian Suarez strikes out the side in the 5th inning to send us to the 6th from Lansing, Michigan. A 5-2 Loons lead.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
To 2 Loons through 5, 6th inning bound from Michigan State Capitol. Lefty James Gonzalez struck out 2 in a perfect initial frame. Takes on 2, 3, and 4 now. Freeland, Fernandez, Lockwood Powell. Right-handed batter against the southpaw. Alex Freeland, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up to start him. Now when I say right-handed batter, I suppose I should specify switch hitter batting right. Freeland like Bubba Aleem. The 2 switch hitters in the order. Everybody else a right-handed batter. The curveball off the outside corner. And it's 1-1.
That is a nasty pitch. If he's able to locate that consistently on the corners, look out.
Gonzalez brings it. There's the fastball for a called strike across the inside corner. 88 there. Now, you say that, I think, Adam, you were talking about the curve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brad Tunney, the voice of the Loons, came right over after that top of the 5th inning and he said, that changeup is something else. He was marveling. It's a 1-2. It's the changeup, and it swung at and foul, tipped into Rodriguez's mitt. It's his 3rd strikeout. One up and one down in the top of the 6th inning.
He'll just have himself some more, my goodness.
Don't change.
But, you know, throw the change.
Lefty to righty. Yanner Fernandez looks at a curve for a called strike. See, the curve to set everything up, because who in the world is going to swing at a first pitch curveball in the outside corner? And now get ready for changeups, right? 0-1. Curveball. Fly ball out to right field. Back goes Thomas at the wall. Jumps up. And Colby's got the catch. It's his 2nd leaping catch in right field of the homestand. Tremendous from Colby Thomas. Homers in the bottom of the 4th inning. And here in the top of the 6th, leaping up to take away extra bases from Fernandez.
That's the 2nd time he's done this type of thing. He homered on Sunday, and then he robbed a home run on Sunday as well. That one wasn't going to get out, but he took away an extra base hit swing.
Gonzalez misses outside to Griffin Lockwood Powell. I should say, that was a curveball that Fernandez was on.
And he got him back-to-back, didn't miss the 2nd one.
2 outs, nobody on the pitch. Swing and a miss, changeup, strike 1. Have you ever seen a pitcher utilize his changeup as this much of a weapon here for the Lugnuts?
Just the off-speed stuff in general, he's going a lot of curve and change.
1-1 pitch. A shot on the ground through the right side, a base hit right field. That was the fastball for Lockwood Powell. and he's on with a two-out single. Thomas gets it in. 5-2, the Loons lead.
Well, what's he doing throwing that fastball? We're not used to that.
I think if you're James Gonzalez, you're going, now how is he expecting a fastball right there?
Just got to go back and just go, okay, I'm going all secondary stuff. It's been working.
I'm trying to think of the best changeups that we've seen on the Slugnuts team. Mac Lardner comes quickly to mind. Nick Bettison grounds weakly to second. Colby Halter up with it. Throws to first. Side retired. Two scoreless for Gonzalez out of the pen. Pitching in piggyback relief. To the last of the sixth inning we travel. The score remains the Loons 5 and the Lugnuts 2.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Great Lakes Loons have the lead at 5-2. They have gone back to the bullpen. Christian Suarez, impressive, striking out the side in the bottom of the fifth inning, departs. And the new man in is Ronaldo de Paula, the 24-year-old out of Santo Domingo. He'll take on Wilson, Susak, and Thomas, 2-3-4 in the order. Righty deals to righty. Jacob Wilson flies the first pitch out to center and shallow. Vogel comes in. He's there for the catch, avoiding the second baseman Young along his route. Young turns into a statue, and is he going to move? Yeah. He froze there for a little bit. Anyway, Wilson is out number one on the flyout. I'll bring up Daniel Susak. I used the phrase punch and Judy hitter the other day, and Adam Jaxa was taken by surprise. Righty to righty. Susak takes a breaking ball down and away. That let me know that I don't use enough baseball slang in the broadcast. So, Adam, I've committed to trying to drop in a new piece of slang for you.
I love it.
That is a singles hitter, not like Daniel Susak, who takes ball two outside. Susak, a couple of home runs in the series opener. Are you ready for your baseball slang here today?
What do we got?
Okay. What if I dropped on you a knothole customer? The pitch? Outside corner, called the strike. Do you know the knothole game?
No. Is this a pitcher that only comes in for half an inning?
That's fun. That's a fun guess. That's not right.
Swing and a miss.
2-1. Down and away. I want you to think about that police car that was outside of the ballpark earlier today up on Larch Street. I'm watching the game. So back in the day, the old baseball fields, think about the youngsters who'd be outside the field, but they'd still be watching. Susak takes ball four down and away. And a one-out walk from DePaula. Lugnuts have a base runner trailing 5-2 in the home sixth inning. So the knothole gang, you would look through the holes, the knotholes, if you were a little kid, to try to watch the game. And so we can still bring that into today. How often have you and I seen fans who are standing outside the fence, outside the gates, on the other side of the screens, and they're watching the baseball through it? Righty, righty. Colby Thomas, first pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Homered his last time up.
That takes me to Angels in the outfield. Remember early on, JP, what is it, Charlie?
That's the knot hole game. That's exactly right.
Climb the tree, watch the game.
That's exactly right. One on, one out, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased away. No balls, two strikes on Thomas. Perfect example. I enjoy that. I enjoy that sight of the kid watching the baseball game.
Roger, not Charlie.
The 0-2 skips down and away and then bounces to the left away from Fernandez. Susak takes second. Wild pitch for DePaola. Takes away the force.
It's like the extra seats at Wrigley Field, too?
Yes, the rooftop seats.
Yep.
And what this all relates to is this whole idea of marketing baseball. What can we do to get people to love the game? And that's the opposite. That's saying, let's just play a baseball game. And you never know who stops and watches. DePaola's 1-2. Fastball rides outside. Ball two.
Well, why wouldn't you, too? I mean, it's kind of cool here, and it's really cool in downtown Lansing how the park was dug up underground, so the street level is actually above the field, so you can come up and literally look down and watch in on the game.
Yes. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch down and away, and that gets to the backstop. Hard ricochet Fernandez, but no play at third. Susak 90 more feet on his second wild pitch. Count is full on Thomas. Susak 90 feet away. Here at Jackson Field as well, you've got the fans who can just watch from their balcony. Outfield loft apartments high above the center field wall.
Where could they sneak in a grandstand to watch from the outside?
Yeah, good question. Let me think. But first, here comes the payoff. DePaola delivers. Ground ball hit toward short. Susak score to score. The throw to first. In time from Freeland. Two outs. Susak in. Lansing one run closer on the RBI ground out. Great Lakes 5. Lugnuts 3. How about that tour around the bases for Susak? A walk. A wild pitch to second. A wild pitch to third. And the ground out brings him in.
Mistakes, right? Don't make mistakes. And that's what you get, and Lansing takes advantage. And a 5-0 lead has turned into a 5-3 game, and the crowd getting more raucous as we go on.
Chip, chip, chipping away. Ball one to TJ Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam scored the second Lugnuts run after the Thomas homer in the fourth. He doubled, brought in on a sack fly by Bautista. He takes, strike called on the inside corner.
I think you made the correct notion the other night with where they need to go. That grandstand we're talking about.
Yes. Here's the 1-1. Smacked on the ground, past the mound, grabbed by shortstop Freeland. The throw to first, then ends the inning. So for Ronaldo DePaola, four batters, one walk, no hits, no errors, but one run. And as we go to the seventh inning with Adam Jackson retaking the call, it's the Great Lakes Lions 5, the Lugnuts 3. It was once a 5-run lead. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Six down, three to go. Lansing is close to within two. 5-3, our score. And it is James Gonzalez back out for the top of the seventh against Damon Keith. Lefty on righty. The pitch home. Down low, ball one. The crowd is buzzing here in the seventh. Lansing's got back into it thanks to Gonzalez shutting down the Loons with two straight half innings. Lansing's tacked on three in the last three. Pitch. It's up high outside. Two balls, no strikes. Gonzalez with three strikeouts has allowed just one base hit through two innings of work. The pitch home. Breaking ball dunks in there beautifully, knee high, strike one. Damon Keith tonight, 0-2, did walk and score a run in the second, struck out looking in the fourth. The pitch, checked in, it's outside, 3-1. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Great Lakes. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Lansing. Here's a 3-1. Swing and a miss. There's that changeup dropped right off. There's a beauty of a pitch from Gonzalez. Time called by Damon Keith. Going to readjust. Bat above his head as he extends his back, stretch it out. Dig back in from the right side. Here comes the payoff. Inside corner called, strike three. Keith is not happy, dropped his bat. He's shaking his head adamantly at home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. Got to be careful. The Loons have had a ton of ejections this year. Keith doesn't get ejected, but he is ejected back to the dugout with the strikeout.
That pitch was in the zone, too. That's perfect by Gonzalez.
That's a good pitch. You can understand the frustration from Keith, but it's right there. Here's Kenneth Betancourt. Hard hit, right back up the middle, base hit. So he helps out the frustration from Keith and gets on. Good swing from Betancourt. One on, one out.
Turned around a first pitch fastball.
Yes, he did. 5-3. Loons leading the Lugs. A ninth hit tonight for Great Lakes. Lansing has won the first two games of this series. Trying to come back again for a third straight evening. Here's Chris Aline. The pitch. On the ground over towards third. On one hop, Schofield Sam steps forward, throws to second for one. Back to first. Double play. Number 103 this year for the Lugnuts. Schofield Sam Halter to Bautista Jr. Around the horn. We will stretch it out and head to the bottom of the seventh. Loons 5, Lugs 3.
Oh!
right, to the bottom of the seventh we go. Lansing trying to catch up here, down 5-3. Danny Bautista Jr. leads off against Reynaldo De Paula. First pitch. Inside corner, strike one. Actually do have a pitching change here. Carlos De Los Santos into the game. Pitch home. High bouncing ball over towards first on one hop. Lockwood Powell has it, runs to the bag, tags with his right foot. And there's one away. Colby Halter now coming to the plate. So, Balloons going through an inning at a time here. De Paula gets him through the sixth, gives up a run. Suarez got him through the fifth, no runs. The pitch home. That's on the outside part of the plate to Halter, strike one. Ready, lefty matchup. Lugnuts getting out hit 9-4, but trailing by just a couple, 5-3, after getting behind 5-0. The pitch. A little bit off the plate, 1-1. We're going to answer that trivia question for you that we asked you back in the fourth inning. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Too tall, two balls, and a strike. The question was, how many Lansing Lugnuts have had multi-home run games this year after Daniel Susak had the latest earlier this week, helping Lansing win 6-5 on Tuesday? It's his first of the year. 2-1. Line drive the other way. Falling. It's a base hit. Halter is aboard for the second time tonight, and the tying run will come to the plate with one out in this seventh inning.
First high A base hit, Colby Halter.
How about that? That was a beautiful swing by him as well.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Watching him playing at Florida, he loves to use the backside of the field.
Sometimes you just forget about those first hits with how many times he's been getting on base, Jesse. He's walking, getting aboard. Yes, indeed. First hit for him. Here comes C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one. All right, did we get any responses tonight from our great Lugnut listeners?
You bet we did.
Let's get this second pitch to C.J. Rodriguez. First, one out, one on. 5-3 Loons, bottom seven. Righty on righty, instead of throw back to first. All right, Jesse, what do we got?
You should not be surprised, right? Marsha Bullard writes in saying Daniel Susak, Caden Trenkel, Junior Perez, Johnny Butler, Nacero Armenteros.
5-5. 1-0. Set deep, center field, not deep enough. Fogle stops to his right, now takes a step back. Reaches up, makes the catch. 2 outs.
Marsha Bullard also writes in saying, speaking of home runs, did you see the 454-foot home run hit by Tyler Soderstrom? He hit it off a Lugnut.
Was that tonight?
Yesterday.
Okay, yes, I did see that one yesterday.
Hit it off Casey Lawrence, who had pitched for the Lugnuts in 2010-2011.
That was the capper, right? Made it 8-0, the final score in
yes.
St. Louis.
That was a shot.
Yes, it was. On an off-speed pitch, and he buried it. Clark Elliott, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Chases it up and out. Strike one. Soderstrom with 2 home runs. Lawrence Butler has racked up 5 hits already through his first 6 games coming into tonight. Those guys starting to find their footing up there at the big league level. The pitch. That's outside. 1-1. And Tyler Soderstrom still so young. Give him time. The A's fans, just be a little patient. Get off to slower starts in a couple of spots. He is going to start delighting that fan base when he heats up.
Got off to a slow start last year in Lansing.
1-1. It's inside. 2-2. Once he finds that comfortability and starts getting a hold of those baseballs, they are going to love watching him play. 2-1 pitch to Clark Elliott. Righty on lefty. Here it is. Checked it. Did he offer? No, he didn't. 3-1.
Well, already the A's are seeing how good Zach Gelof can be.
That guy is on fire right now. I mean, just ridiculous, his start. Remember, he skipped Lansing.
We harbor no ill will. 20 extra base hits, 20 runs in his first 28 games.
The pitch popped up. Shallow right center field. Coming in is Bogle, the center fielder, calls off the other two and makes the catch. And that's going to do it for the Lansing Lugnuts. So they get the base hit from Holzer, but then two flyouts to the center fielder Bogle. Nothing back. We'll be the top of the order coming up in the eighth. We will head to the top of the eighth for Great Lakes. 5-3, Loon Lee.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Oh, did you think we were going tonight without some Loon facts? Well, you're in for something here in the eighth inning. The Loons lead 5-3, and we're going to bring you some Loon facts. First, though, James Gonzalez back up there. Jake Fogle, Taylor Young, and Alex Freeland, the three Loons. The pitch home. And that first pitch is up there, strike one. Can I go Loon facts with Ajax?
I think you can go right ahead.
I can't name it myself. I was thinking of a rhyme, Jesse.
During this series, you are our resident lunatic.
That is outstanding. Much more harsher than the birder. 0-1. That's down low. 1-1. I must add, though, much more on brand.
Adam takes a sip dramatically.
Dive in, Jesse. Dive in. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Looking breaking ball right there against Bogle. Bogle tonight has knocked in two with a sac fly and a RBI walk with the bases loaded in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Loons haven't scored, though, since the fourth. The pitch home. Way outside. That goes off the backstop. Wide right. CJ Rodriguez had no chance, and it's 2-2. I tell you what, look out for this game to potentially turn on its head if Gonzalez could get another shutdown inning at the top of the order coming up in the bottom of the eighth for Lansing. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Ooh, just a little tall, perhaps maybe a little wide. 3-2.
That's borderline. That really could have gone either way.
It was right there. CJ Rodriguez ready to throw down to third base. 3-2. Shot foul, first base side. Up into the black sky now with the sun falling. Still see some lighter areas of the sky as the sun is still falling, but for the most part, dark off to the east side. 3-2. That's in there off speed, called strike three. There he gets the strikeout, his fifth.
I mean, that's a changeup up right toward the letters middle, and it just caught Bogle helpless.
Middle, changeup, letter high. You said it. Okay, with one out, here comes Taylor Young back to the top of the card. James Gonzalez set. The lefty throws. The righty takes the breaking ball inside. 1-1. You know, Jesse, I had this thought, and I always have this thought when there's animals that basically live in the water. How or where do they sleep? So here, I bring you your Loon Fact of the Night. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. You curious how a loon sleeps? Or for how long at that?
I'd love to know.
Because don't you think if you're going to sleep in the water, you have a chance to, you know, get attacked? The pitch? Three balls, no strikes. Now, their nest is
right off
the water.
Hang on. This brings up the next question, which is, what is a loon's predator? But I guess that's the next bridge to cross.
Yeah, well, I don't know. 3-0 pitch. It's in there, strike one. Isn't anything bigger than a loon in the water that's beneath the surface a predator, potentially? It's just sitting on the surface? It's a free, easy meal if it's asleep.
That's true.
I'm just trying to look out for the loons. Anywho.
All heart.
River dragons, exactly. The production staff says river dragons certainly could eat a loon. Big lug. He's got a big belly. 3-1. That's on the inside corner. 3-2. Well, the loon, because they are not well built for life on land, loons typically sleep in the water, but they only sleep for 15-minute increments. 3-2. That's up high. 4. So they take short naps, 15 minutes in duration on average. And to sleep, you can tell a loon, it turns its neck and folds its head down to rest on its back. And during the nesting period, loons may sleep while incubating. But I didn't expect that. Their nest is right off the water, so I'd think they'd go to the nest and sleep there. No, they actually sleep on the water for 15-minute increments. Pitch home to Freeland. Runner takes off, throw down to second, and it's late. The pitch was outside. So 1 to Freeland, and Taylor Young, after getting aboard for the first time, swipes his first bag, and the loons have a base runner at second with one out.
We talk about cat naps. I mean, sounds to me we should rename it.
Yeah, loon naps. Now, I have a further question here. 1-0 pitch. Down low, 2-2. To build off our loonlet talk from the other night, you know how the loon babies sleep on the backs?
Yes.
Do they then sometimes sleep with the babies on their backs in the water? 2-0. That's flied back foul, 2-1.
I did look up adult loons. What are their predators? And the answer is sea otters, bald eagles, and ospreys.
Yeah, they are considered in the eagle family because they're aggressive and they are a little bit bigger. But yes, watch out for those eagles. 2-1 pitch. That's down low. 3-1.
I think the loons need to capitalize on that. Say, we are the eagles of Midland.
That would be outstanding.
The eagle of the lake.
Pitch home. That's in there, strike two, top of the zone. 5-3 loons leading in the top of the eighth. They've done no sleeping here tonight. Got up 5-0 and now trying to tack on some more after the Lansing Lugnuts have crept back to within 2.
3 straight batters that Gonzalez has gone 3-2 against. 1 he struck out looking, 1 he lost for a walk.
See what he gets here on a 3-2 pitch. Lefty-righty matchup as he looks at second. The come-home. Just wide, 4.
It's the right call. That ball's off the corner.
Fans don't like it, but there are two on with one out. And now here comes Yainer Fernandez. And again, you're trying to battle through here and keep this a two-run game. You know Great Lakes wants to turn this around and get the momentum back. Don Schulze, in the meantime, gonna pop out of the dugout and head to the mound.
Last inning. What did Gonzalez do to get out of a threat? Got a double play ball. That's what this team does better than any other in the Midwest League. And Yainer Fernandez grounds into more double plays than any other batter on this Great Lakes squad.
There you go. 103 this year after the double play turn. He potentially grounded to one in the first, but it was an error. Actually, nobody on base there in the first. There were two outs, but hit one over to short in that double play position. And the Lugnuts would love to get it potentially here. So, 5-3 score, top 8. Crowd hanging around here, hoping the Lugnuts can find a way back. Been a great crowd and excited for this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Only a few more opportunities to come and see Lansing play at home this year. After tonight, they will have just 9 remaining home games. 3 over the weekend, and then in 2 weeks against the rivals, West Michigan. First pitch home. Yanked out to left field, up in the air. Elliott going back, and he makes the catch. Quickly throws it in towards short to Wilson, who runs it over to third. One pitch, 2 outs, and the runners stay put at first and second. You can't defend that any better than what Clark Elliott had positioned himself. He had to move maybe half a step. So that'll bring up Griffin Lockwood Powell. 5-3 loons up in the eighth, first and second, 2 away. Lefty-righty matchup with the lefty Gonzalez trying to get through 4 innings. Pitch down low, ball 1. He came in the fifth when the loons had scored in 3 straight half innings to build a 5-0 lead. And he has been one of the sole contributors to helping keep the Lugnuts and getting them back in this game. 1-0 pitch. That's in there, strike 1. No runs in the fifth with 2 strikeouts. No runs in the sixth with a strikeout. No runs in the seventh with a strikeout. To this point, no runs in the eighth with a strikeout, but 2 on and 2 out. Gonzalez peeks at second, comes home. Check swing Lockwood Powell. He held it up to show the bases umpire, Chad Patterson, that he didn't go around, and it worked. Looked like their correct call. 2 balls and a strike. Could go a step further and do the Miguel Cabrera next time. 2-1 pitch. That's in there. Strike 2. You know the Miguel Cabrera on the check swings, right? You ever seen it?
No.
He will appeal himself.
Oh, good.
Nope, I didn't go. Let's check with the umpire. Incredible. The big man.
Mickey.
Batting third. RIP, Mr. Price. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to. That's strike 3. 6 Ks for James Gonzalez. Welcome back. And we will head to the bottom of the 8th. Loons 5, Lugs 3 at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing trailing 5-3 against the Great Lakes Loons. And we bring you back. What a special treat. Ben Owen has come into the booth. One of the old great Lansing Lugnut production men. All right, here we go. Top of the order, and Junior Perez steps in. Ronan Kopp's first pitch. That's up high. Ball 1. Junior Perez, Jacob Wilson, and Daniel Susak coming up in the eighth. Lansing trying to find their way back after two runs in the fourth, one in the sixth. Still down by a deuce. The pitch, swing and a miss. Junior Perez took a huge hack there. He's had a tough night tonight. Ground out, foul out, and a strikeout. Perez sitting on those eight home runs, 36 driven in. Just five hits for the Nuts tonight, but they've still been able to produce three runs. We have one home run, a Colby Thomas bomb that went 440 feet. The pitch, up high. Ronan Kauf, this 6'7", 240-pound left-hander, set. And the kick and the pitch. Breaking ball is up. Three balls and a strike. That's Kopp, K-O-P-P. 21-year-old from Phoenix. 12th round selection a couple of years ago from South Mountain CC down there in Arizona. Pitch home. Inside, and that is ball four. So the tying run will come to the plate here in this eighth inning. And again, it's the top of the order. Jacob Wilson nearly had a home run last night. He doubled a couple of times. And he will try and get something going right here. Does he potentially have his first Lansing Lugnut home run? The pitch, up high outside, ball one. This crowd getting into it here. Comes set, shoulder high hold. Looks at first and Perez, the pitch home. Sliced out up in the air, right field side, twisting foul as it heads just beyond the elevator and the Sparrow Stairs. The sixth overall pick, trying to come through here. Jacob Wilson tonight, 1-for-3. Open stance from the right side. Front foot tapping up and down. Pitch instead is a throwback to first. Wilson with the base hit in the first, strikeout in that third, and then he flied to center in the sixth. Here's the pitch home. Perez takes off for second, popped up first base side, foul territory though. Perez now seeing it as he slid into second. Gets up quickly, but realizes the ball's out of play, so he can take his time to get back. Lansing was down 3-0 on Tuesday. They won 6-5. They were down 2-0 yesterday. They won 4-3. They were down 5-0 tonight. They've cut it to 5-3. Can they do it again? 1-2 pitch. In on the hands, jam shot, one shot over towards short. Freeland goes to second, back to first. It's a double play. What an effort by Alex Freeland, charging that, throwing back to second, and then Young gets it over to Lockwood Powell in time. 6-4-3, double play. That is a massive, massive moment in this game. And now it clears the bases for Daniel Susak. Pitch home, down low, ball one. By the way, do you think I should tell the Spartan back there what I said earlier? Chippewas are winning September 1. He just laughs, he's too nice of a guy. 1-0 pitch, that's in there, strike one.
You should be happy he just laughs. That's one of the strongest people I know.
He is. He could, I think, break me in half. Almost like a 2x4.
Without breaking a sweat.
Yes. 1-1. That's outside. Just kidding, friends. I think it's going to be a good game. Ben is Spartan Productions. They do a great job. Check out their content. We love the work that they do. 2-1 pitch. That's inside. Three balls and a strike.
Back when Ben was interviewing for a job with the Lugnuts, I had just come from a dental procedure. I could not talk. I was numb. So I had to write all of my questions down for him to answer.
You not being able to talk. I don't believe it.
Yeah. Very good handwriting.
Yeah, cursive. 3-1. That's up high outside. It's his second walk. Do you remember doing a feature on Chase Celdate, the wrestler? I watched that last year in preparation for CMU Michigan State, so I do attest. I'm not just saying great production without watching. I've watched your stuff. It's awesome. Great stories. California guy? See, come on. I think he was raised on a farm, if I believe. Right, correct? Swing and a miss. Strike one to Colby Thomas.
This inning has featured quite the seesaw, right? Leadoff walk to a speedy hitter. First round pick from this year's draft up. Rodenkopf sawed him off, double play ball. But then the walk to Susak, and you're right back in trouble.
This guy launched one 440 feet earlier in this game. 5-3 loons. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes.
This is power against power.
Kopp the lefty against Thomas the righty. 6 home runs. Average up to 309. 18 driven in. He's the tying run at the plate. Kopp throws. Swing and a miss. He got him with the breaking ball. Big time pitch sequence right there from Ronan Kopp. And he shuts down the top of the order here in the eighth. Works around a couple of walks. We are bound for the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play when we return. Loons 5, Lugs 3.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Time for the ninth. Great Lakes at one point was up 5-0. They bring a 5-3 lead. The top of the ninth inning against the lefty James Gonzalez. Looking for some insurance before the bottom of the ninth inning. Schofield Sam Batista Jr. Halter. Then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. First, the lefty Gonzalez against Nick Bittison. Batting right, first pitch. That's in there for a called strike across the inner corner. Bittison, Keith Betancourt. Three right-handed batters against the southpaw from David Panama in his fifth inning of work out of the pen. Kicks, fires, hit in the air out to center field. Shallow left center, Wilson out, called off, taken in by Junior Perez. One down. I do not think it can be overstated what James Gonzalez has done tonight. Pitching in piggyback tandem relief, just called up from the Low A California League. Here he is in his 2023 Lugnuts debut against the Great Lakes Loons, a team that we have seen. This is a lineup that challenges pitchers. 4 1/3 scoreless innings to this point. He has struck out 6. He has allowed 2 singles. He has walked 2. As Damon Keith steps in, the second baseman Halter shifts up the middle. The first pitch zooms outside, ball 1. Gonzalez, as we mentioned, replaced Brady Basso, called up to Double A Midland. A swing and a tapper, foul at home plate, 1-1. Well, right now they're in the bottom of the third inning. Actually, they're going to the fourth because Brady Basso just completed 3. And right now, the southpaw from Pearland, Texas, allowed 2 first inning runs. Scoreless since then, Midland scored 3 in the top of the second. Let me stand corrected. This is Luis Guerra who steps in, and he takes a called strike from Gonzalez. Names that you might know, Max Muncy has a double today. Jack Winkler, an RBI double, hitting 3-2. Gonzalez deals, buried it, 2 balls, 2 strikes on Guerra. Luis Guerra is the 19-year-old out of Barcelona, Venezuela. One out, nobody on. Pitch on its way. The breaking ball bounced in on appeal, did not go. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez has his sign. Here's the payoff. A cue shot rolling foul right side. Kenneth Betancourt waits on deck. Gonzalez to Guerra, again the 3-2. A ground ball right of the mound. Halter gets there to his left, double clutches, though the first is not in time. The double clutch cost him, and it's an infield single for Guerra. One out base runner for Great Lakes, up 5-3 in the ninth inning. And now here's Kenneth Betancourt.
Just can't believe the crowd disagreed with the call. Shocking.
A lot of umpires here with tickets.
I don't know why they paid 2 umpires to come in. We got plenty out there.
Colby Halter did well to get there, just couldn't get rid of it in time. Now Kenneth Betancourt, lefty deals to righty, pushes a bunt foul right side. That's strike one. The AAA Las Vegas Aviators will have Joey Estes on the mound tonight against the Reno Aces. We saw Joey last year for the Lugnuts, and you can make the case that he's the starting pitching prospect closest to the major leagues. Gonzalez steps off the rubber. That's a Las Vegas order featuring such former Lugnuts as Max Schumann batting off, Kevin Smith batting third, Brett Harris batting ninth. Action in the Lansing pen. Jack Owen warms. Here's the pitch. A ground ball past Gonzalez. Halter field, steps on second, fires to first, stretched by Batista Jr. Double play. Side retired. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning from Lansing. The Loons lead is 2. Great Lakes 5, Lansing 3. Hang on tight.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Innings in relief from James Gonzalez. To the bottom of the ninth inning, Gonzalez has kept the Lugnuts in the game, but the Loons are up 5-3 and they're 3 outs away from a potential win. And they go back to the bullpen. Warm-up pitches concluded. In comes the massive southpaw, Benoni Robles. Robles is 6'5". 230 pounds, 22 years of age, out of San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. and he has 10 saves and 12 chances this year. 40 strikeouts in 25 innings, league batting a scant 151 against him. Schofield, Sam, Batista Jr., and Halter. 5-6-7. First pitch, TJ Schofield, Sam takes it for a called strike one. Lefty to lefty. On its way. Fastball lifted high and foul, towering over the left side and out of play. High hop in the seating bowl. And a fan catches on the carom. Robles gets a new baseball.
Do something, do anything right now, and this crowd, they will cheer for you.
Does that inspire you?
Absolutely,
I
love it.
Can you juggle?
And
TJ Schofield Sam is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. 5-3 loons. Here's the pitch. Up high. For the loons today, Peter Hubeck started. He went the first four innings. And then the bullpen relay began. One ball, two strike delivery. Swing and a miss. He got him with the changeup. One away in the bottom of the ninth. Christian Suarez pitched the fifth inning, struck out the side. Ronaldo De Paula pitched the sixth inning, allowed a run on a walk, two wild pitches and a ground out. Carlos De Los Santos the seventh inning, a single, nothing more. Ronan Kopp the eighth inning, two walks, a double play ball and a strikeout. And now Robles in the ninth, dealing low, ball one to Danny Batista Jr. So the bullpen has done its job so far. Looking for fifth inning out of the pen. Robles to the plate. Very, very high. Two balls, no strikes, Danny Batista Jr.
Just need a base runner, Jesse. We talk about it all the time. Get one on, things can happen.
5-3 loons. One out, base is clear. Here's the pitch. Off the inside corner. And it's 3-0. Lugnuts have only stranded four runners on the bases today. Red light here. 3-0 from Robles. Outside corner, strike call. That is a pitcher's pitch on the black on 3-0. Bardani, a double in the second inning. A sac fly in the RBI in the fourth. Grounded out to first base in the seventh. Hitters got 3-1. Robles delivers. Strike two called. Inside corner at 91. From 3-0 to 3-2. One out, bottom of the ninth. Colby Halter's on deck. A payoff from the 6-5 southpaw. On its way. Struck him out swinging. Fired the fastball by him at 92. Back-to-back strikeouts for Robles, opening up the home ninth inning. Can Colby Halter keep the Lugnuts alive? The Loons are looking for their first win of the series, one out away. Lefty to lefty. Hit on the air and foul off the left side, off the sweet level. Strike one. Productive game at home plate for Halter out of the 7-hole. A walk, a strikeout, a single. Robles brings it. Down and in. Ball and a strike.
Well, this is a good guy to have up because he draws a lot of walks, has a good eye. Certainly he's going to make you bring it to him.
Robles' pitch. High for ball two. DJ Rodriguez is on deck. He is the potential game-tying run. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. The Loons are one strike away. tomorrow the first of back-to-back LAFQ fireworks shows. Justin Robleski against a TBA starter for Lansing. Here's the 2-2. A chopper hit weakly to second. Young grabs. His throw to first ends the ball game. The Loons beat the Lugnuts by the final score of 5-3. Five scoreless innings in relief for the Lugnuts' James Gonzalez. For the Loons, five innings of relief. They only allowed one run. And they saw up their first win of the series after dropping the first two.
Yeah, it was just too much tonight for the Lugnuts to try and come back. They got down 5-0, and the Loons went to an arm per inning to wrap it up. Great bullpen pitching, and well-deserved victory for Great Lakes to get themselves back in this series.
Five runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Loons. Run in the second, three in the third, one run in the fourth inning, and that was enough today. They built the 5-0 lead. They held on and won by two. For the Lugnuts, three runs, five hits, and one error. The Loons improved to 21-24, 66-44 overall, and they dropped the Lugnuts to 19-26, 50-60 for the year. So, Adam, three games into the series, three more games to go.
Yeah, and they've been good games. I mean, one-run games the last two nights, and then a two-run game tonight. Should be a compelling Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up, and Lansing still has a great shot to win this series, but tomorrow is going to be a big swing game to see what they can potentially do and try and get that third victory.
Let's talk pitching. Let's talk specifically about James Gonzalez's first appearance with the Lugnuts this season.
Well, they had no answers through the first couple of pitchers. Jacob Waters, John Beller, they just couldn't quite get through the Loons lineup without giving up runs. And then you go to James Gonzalez on a night where you felt like Great Lakes was ready to erupt and release their frustration from the last two nights, leaving so many runners on base, and he shut them down. He made this a compelling game with the way he pitched from the fifth all the way through the ninth. He was excellent, working that curveball, working that changeup, and offsetting them with the fastball as well. Great pitching tonight from the lefty.
That's something that I really enjoy is when a pitcher or a player, any player goes out, and they earn that promotion at the lower level. You say, you've done what you needed to do, move up. And he has shown us how much he has grown since last we saw him last year.
Absolutely. And that's the name of the game, right? Is that progression forward and learn from your mistakes, learn from your faults, get better, improve, and then climb your way right back up the ladder. And here he is, and he looks like a completely different pitcher.
Time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a crowd of 6,714.
Love that. Another excellent crowd. And we've been seeing it all year. They were loud, they were raucous, and exactly what you expect from the Lansing folks coming out again. And great to get another Thirsty Thursday in here just before school gets started, and we will get to have one more as well in the next homestand.
Yes, we will, but let's talk about this homestand because we've got LAFQ fireworks following tonight's game, tomorrow night's game, 7:05 p.m. Gates open up at 6. And then on Saturday, LAFQ fireworks will follow, 7:05 p.m. game. Saturday will also feature a bobblehead that has already made quite a strong impression on Adam.
Well, it's a seeing impression with the way that it sees right through your soul, but it is awesome. It's Big Lug in a Oakland Athletics uni, but his big river dragon eyes, they pierce you.
That bobblehead has already spoken to me, and it said, Adam Jaxa is an all right guy.
Well, I'll take it, because I don't want it to think anything else of me.
It's Jesse, go back to the ballpark, broadcast some more with Adam. So that's the bobblehead giveaway on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Big Lug's birthday party, a Capital City Market Kids Day. Go to LansingLugnuts.com as the Lugnuts wrap up this two-week homestand. Last week against Fort Wayne, this week against Great Lakes. Next week, onto the road trip at Dayton before the Lugnuts come back for the final homestand of the year. They host the West Michigan Whitecaps, and that'll start August the 29th and go through September the 3rd. Get your tickets, LansingLugnuts.com. Any final thoughts?
Just come see us, man. It's been some fun nights here at the ballpark. Compelling games. The Loons are in time. They're going to represent the Eastern Division in the playoffs, and Lansing's playing them tough here in the second half. Great atmospheres. The fans have been bringing the energy, and we've got great promotions coming up this weekend. So, only 9 games left to go at home to try and see the Lugnuts. We certainly hope to see you starting this weekend.
And if you want to bring us a chocolate chip cookie, Well, we already had that done, so you'll have to bring something else.
A glass of milk as well.
For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. The Loons defeat the Lugnuts 5-3. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your Thursday night from Michigan State Capitol. Good night, and go Nuts!